This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It was from his Florida resort, not the Oval Office, that the president issued his latest broadside against Ukraine.
I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
It is stunning language from an American president that has left Ukraine and Europe's leaders reeling. They knew things would be different in this Trump presidency, but this is altogether different. Blunt, direct, and against every one of their principles.
All right, we've got Jim Tallon on the phone this morning. Jim, that was the report yesterday from Sky News reporting on, of course, the president's comments regarding Ukraine, and I was anxious to kind of get your take on it this morning.
Well, they're overlooking what's really happening, Mark. I mean, American diplomacy is engaged on a whole lot of different levels now. It's the shuttle diplomacy, so we've had Rubio and Waltz and Grinnell and Bessent and Kellogg in Europe. We've got him in Saudi Arabia now talking to the Russians. The president has spent a lot of time with both Putin and Zelensky. And he's trying to engineer an end to the war that brings peace. So it stops the fighting, that allows Ukraine to be rebuilt and prevents a similar war in the future. So if we achieve all of those things, it is a victory for the United States and it's better off for Ukraine. And I support it. And I think people ought to stop underestimating Trump's ability to conduct negotiations. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't like the results when we get results, sure, and I may not either. I mean, I won't hesitate to say if I think that it's not a good deal for the United States, but I think we can reach an honorable peace, and I think that's what the president's trying to do.
What about his comments that Ukraine could have stopped it, could have prevented it? You know, I've made the comment earlier that 2012 is when Russia took Crimea, and in the intervening 10 years, it strikes me that Ukraine did very little to boost its own defenses or prepare for any further Russian aggression, and then seemed surprised when it happened 3 years ago. Do you think that's what the president's referring to?
Well, I know he's very frustrated with the fact that the war occurred, and he believes it wouldn't have occurred if he'd been president, and I think he's right. So in the past, he has assigned responsibility to the Biden administration, which I think is more apt. I mean, remember, Trump has had the strongest policy regarding Russia of any president we've had really since the end of the Cold War. He armed the Ukrainians. Obama didn't. He put sanctions on Nord Stream 2, which the Europeans wanted. And he warned the Europeans over and over again not to become dependent on Russian energy. And had all those things been the consistent policy of the United States, I doubt we would have had a war. But no, I mean, insofar, I think when he said you started it, I think he's talking really about the whole establishment that failed to follow common sense policies, which would have prevented this. But to say Ukraine started it, no, I don't think that's correct. But as I said, I'm not judging a whole process by one comment he makes, which I think is largely out of frustration because people are criticizing his policy for something it's not doing. He's consulting the Ukrainians. He knows he needs them. And I think we should give him some room to try and produce a result. The war's been going on for 3 years, and the fact that he hasn't ended in a month is, I think it's a little unreasonable to complain about that.
Yes.
Jim, here at home, what do you think of Trump floating out this idea of cutting Americans a $5,000 check with some of the billions of dollars that Doge has saved so far?
Actually, Kim, you caught me unawares. There's so much news going. I didn't know that he'd proposed that.
It's hard to keep up.
Put it this way. Let's get the tax bill passed, and let's see what's in that before we decide. I'm all for tax relief, for Americans. They're trying to, and I think they're going to be able to do this. It's going to be difficult. They're trying to extend the tax cuts to get the economy moving. If we do that, if we get these savings they're trying to get in the executive branch, and I think there are instructions also for some ways we can save money in health care. I think Kennedy being appointed has a lot to do with that. Then we can close the deficit and get the economy moving. And once we do that, if we can provide more relief for Americans, I'm all for it.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, I that's what I said to Kim. He was what his proposal, Jim, is to take 20% of the savings from Doge so far and return it to the American people. Somebody did the math, not me, and said it would be about a $5,000 paycheck or check cut to taxpayers.
Listen, I think when government, the two things you can do with savings like that, either use it, don't spend it so that you close the deficit or return it to the American people in the form of tax relief. So I think either one of those is always things I was interested in public life, and I would be again. So I think, again, we have to see where we are. We're going to have a year of activity on the federal level like we've not had since we took control of Congress in 1994.
Good point.
And I think it's going to be really good, and then we're going to see where we're at.
Jim Talent, thank you as always, my friend. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much. That's good. Sammy Hagar thanked him there with that loud music, Carl. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.